Chapter 12. Temptation. Alison left the police station and went home. She telephoned Richard's family, and they told their family lawyer the whole story. Then Alison made something to eat and tried to think of a way to prove to the police that Richard was innocent. Suddenly the phone rang. It was Anthony. Anthony thought for a long time before he telephoned Alison. He finally decided that he had to try to help Richard find his motorbike. That way, he wouldn't feel so guilty. Alison picked up the phone. Hello? Alison, hi. It's me, Anthony. Oh, hi. How are you? She said. She didn't want to talk to Anthony at the moment. She didn't want to talk to anyone. I'm fine, Anthony replied. He could hear that Alison wasn't happy. Are you okay? He asked. Well, no, actually, she said. First, somebody stole Richard's motorbike, and now the police have arrested him. Arrested him? Cried Anthony. Why? What happened? The police think he robbed a jewelry shop, Alison said, and she started to cry. Oh, Alison, don't worry. I'm coming to see you. Anthony put the phone down and took his keys. Alison wasn't sure if it was a good idea for Anthony to visit her, but she needed to be with someone. She lived on her own in a rented flat in the centre of London. She was from Scotland, but she was studying criminal law at the University of North London. She felt a long way from her family, and Richard was in the police station. She needed someone to talk to, even if it was Anthony. It was about 10 o'clock at night when Anthony walked to Alison's flat. He was nervous. Alison was alone and she needed consolation. It's the perfect opportunity to be with her, he thought. He wanted to help Richard and be a good friend to Alison, but it was going to be difficult. Some temptations are very hard to resist. When he arrived at Alison's flat, he rang the bell. His heart was beating very fast. Alison opened the door. Her face was wet from crying, and Anthony felt really sorry for her. Thanks for coming, she said, and put her arms around him. She just needed to hold someone for a moment. Anthony wanted so much to kiss her, but he knew he mustn't. He was here to help her and to help her boyfriend, but it was so difficult. He put his hand up to touch her hair. No, don't do it, he thought.